Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this. Hey friends, welcome back. Another episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Hello, hello. How are you feeling?
I'm good. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good.
It's sunny out today.
I know. It's like 50 degrees out.
Which is shocking.
December. I'll take this.
I know. You'll take this temperature any winter.
Yeah. I'm just cold all the time. You know this.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like you have not done a winter vacation.
No.
But I feel like you would really love that. I feel like you would really love snowboarding, skiing.
Well, no. I just need the gear. So like Eric has been slowly getting me some warmer clothing and thermal?
Yeah.
And insulated and all that good stuff. But we went skiing this past year. For Eric's first time. I've done it before, but...
Oh, that's right.
I like the winter sports. I just can't stand driving in it and just being cold.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys go skiing?
In February.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we actually just went.
So, it feels like that was so long ago. I remember when you guys went. I remember seeing pictures, but it feels like it was a lot longer. This year has been... Mm-hmm. It's gone fast.
What's happened to this year?
I know. I think that it's gone fast in some ways, and in other ways, it's drug out. And so we were chatting, and we were saying we should do a 2020 year in review, mm-hmm. just to kind of for us to sort of document what this year was for us, and I guess like just kind of compare how we lived life and what we had going on. And maybe that would be relatable to other people, or I don't know. Like,
did you feel accomplished during COVID, or mm-hmm. did you just binge watch Tiger King the whole time? I did both.
I was
busy and I binged Tiger King.
I binged a lot of shows. And so that's something I should note. I have not seen Tiger King.
I know. I can't believe it. But you know all the funny memes.
And I do.
Carol Baskin.
Also, we'll get to that one. We will have to touch base on the Halloween party that we did.
Oh,
and
okay.
We did have some friends who were.
Okay. So,
oh, my gosh.
So, really, this episode is going to be like 2020.
I think so. I think review. That for you and I to go back and just sort of reflect and I think share a little bit about what this year looked like for us being entrepreneurs and having a business in a global pandemic, and then sort of pivoting and the launch of this, and what did that look like for us? And I guess maybe we won't talk much about 2021, but I definitely just getting in the mindset of, okay, closing out this year, but being aware that, hey, things probably aren't going to change on January 1st. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I think it's just been a really, as much as there's been this black cloud that's hung over the year, I was thinking back to what we've done and I thought, wow, I'm really grateful for this year and a lot of things that it's taught me about myself and that it's opened me up to do. So yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, the direction that we would go with this.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think it definitely was an interesting year. But there was a lot of positives.
There was. So we started off the year, we own a home organizing business, and we started off the year crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the first January, February, March, the beginning of March, it was so busy. It was so much fun. We did not see, obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody saw anything coming. We had trade shows. We had events. We had a ton of clients. Like, it was so busy. And then it was boom. Literally the day before we were going, no, we were having a trade show.
Yeah.
And we prepped everything mm-hmm. downstairs. We had our whole mock booth set up.
Yep.
And then
the day before we were supposed to actually set up,
they were canceling.
Yeah.
But not us yet. Remember?
No, they did.
That morning I thought we were supposed to set up on a Friday, and then they like Friday at like a certain time.
It was
time.
Like a Thursday night late post. And then, yeah, I do remember we were going to set up on that Friday. And then I had woke up in the morning and saw that they had posted it like super late that Thursday. But I mean,
not to come, that they were going to cancel the whole home show.
And it was a huge, I mean, that's pretty well known around here.
Yeah. So that was sort of our first taste as
preparing something
as entrepreneurs. And then we were like, okay, well, what do we do with all of this stuff? And it sort of had been this gravy train the whole time of clients and events and things that were really rocking and rolling for us. Yeah. And then we
were already scheduled for the calendar year.
We were kind of blindsided. So that was that. We were affected right away. And then we just decided we laid low. And we binged we did shut down in April completely. Yep. I think we did like a couple of virtuals.
Yeah.
During April, so we weren't really working. You and I were doing some Zoom calls, but what was life like for you a little bit of in April?
Oh, well, we did a lot of house projects. We really took that time I feel like kind of everybody had done that. Trips to Lowe's and online shopping and everything. But it was a real eye-opener for like updating the house and painting, landscaping, basement framing, something that we've never done. And we just did it because we had like all the materials.
But Eric worked through it.
He did. He only had maybe a few weeks, I think it was 2 weeks in total out of what was it? Like of three?
Full shutdown?
Yeah. 3 months or something. But anyway, yeah. So I actually just kind of did a lot of that on my own, but obviously not the framing. That's not my jam. But we added a gym down there.
We did the same thing. We added our gym. I think a lot of people did that. And then it became a challenge of going all over the city or like everywhere trying to find. Amazon was sold out. Target was sold out of equipment or anything you could get. So we did a lot of we were able to find some things from Play It Against Sports and sort of hodgepodge this at-home gym. And then now we still use it. And we got so used to working out downstairs that I don't know what life is like for all those Globo gyms out there.
Well, I think you have to wear your mask during the whole...
But I mean, even at the end of the day, if you go back, like let's say in a year and you no longer have to wear the mask, I like working out at home now. It's just change of pace because for the past few years, I was going to a gym. And
well, do you use it every day now?
The gym?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not as much as I should. Is that a hint?
No, I'm just wondering. I think that's why people go to the gyms because it's like...
Gets them out of the house and it gives accountability.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, they might have did a home gym, but I know friends, they kind of created their own stuff because like you said, there was equipment out of stock and kettlebells. You couldn't get a hold of those at any store, but they got really big, heavy chains and they would like work out with that. Like they went straight just home.
That's what I feel like. I feel like it's like a version of Rocky training downstairs in our gym. It feels pretty raw. And I think that we have been really creative with resistance bands. And I say we, I'm using that term very loosely. My husband uses it every day, but I think he's been crafty and creative in what's become of that, the Blasco gym down there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Everything's Blasco everything.
Oh, with the fans.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
That
was April.
That was April. And I will say we binged a lot. Something else that we did was when it was first happening, they shut down. And I think there was a shutdown for like 2 weeks or something. And so I thought it was like a minimal amount of time. And so Ryan and I binged watch a couple of shows. We were watching, I don't even know, some gangster show. And then in between seasons, we were like, oh, let's make a TikTok video because that was what everybody was doing. And we literally thought that we would do a couple, like we'll do one this Sunday, one next Sunday, and like one more. Like we'll show our different phases in quarantine on TikTok. It was terrible. It was hilarious. It's fun. On Instagram.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It is really funny. But then once we did one, we were like, this is what's all the rage? Like we didn't get into TikTok. I tried to learn So the following week, I tried to do it again, and I tried to learn the Michael Jackson Thriller dance.
Okay,
so disclaimer, Crystal, I am not a dancer. I don't really have – it takes a lot of liquid courage for me to have some rhythm. Yeah. Kayla should have been like on J-Lo's tour
or something. Hey, backup dancer.
Yeah. So
Hello. I could still do.
But you guys
want to do.
You never did any TikTok videos.
No. I don't know. We were busy doing house projects. And,
yeah, we were really enjoying quarantine. So that was something random that we did. And then the summer came.
Thank God.
Yeah, the summer was nuts because we were
outdoorsy people.
Yeah, but then you were in full wedding prep.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was like the big thing that happened for you this year. Yeah.
So I got married September 12th and there was, you know, all the wedding festivities prior to that, like the shower, which you hosted, then the bachelorette party, and that was in Saugatuck, Michigan. That was fun. We just did like a girls' weekend. Mm-hmm. And then the whole wedding itself.
Yeah, but at this point too, I think we started picking back up with our business in May. Like we really took the month of April off and then to sort of see what was happening. And then we were back in people's homes and we were wearing our masks and had a new protocol for, you know, keeping things sanitized and social distancing. And so that was a new thing we were dealing with, but we were back in people's homes and then the summer was kind of picked up craziness with all of the fun events. Mm-hmm. I had a little snafu. We redid our kitchen because there was a water leak on the second floor.
And so how did that happen? Just tell them.
I know. My husband's probably, hey, Ryan, we're probably going to listen to this. There was an accident in the laundry room on the second floor and the water leaked over the basin tub down to the basement.
And how was the water turned on and for how long? And, you know, come on, give us a little bit more.
She is throwing you under the bus.
It's to let the listeners know, like, just don't leave a sink unattended.
That is very true.
This
is a teachable moment. Yeah. That's very true. See? Thank you for that.
We all make these little silly mistakes.
Yeah. So what happened was Ryan came home after an aggressive pickleball game.
They all are.
And he had some sort of odd stain, or I don't even know how he got it on his shirt, but he was trying to
soak. Blood and sweat. So
he was going to soak his shirt in the – we have a second floor laundry room, and he put his shirt into the sink and walked away thinking – I think he kind of forgot, and then – and he thought the water was just going to run on it, but the shirt actually got clogged in the drain. I just thought of a movie, I swear. It got clogged in the drain, and then the water just filled the whole sink and then overflowed into the laundry room, down to the kitchen on our main level, down to the basement. So we had to – I mean, immediately I was dropping some mad F-bombs and I couldn't believe what had happened. And I know now it's an accident. Now it's all totally fine. But it's kind of scary when you hear all this water and I didn't know where it was coming from. And oh my gosh. And then, but we hustled fast. Ryan got Serpro out here and they came and we had to basically do a complete kitchen gut sort of on the entire ceiling. And then other things on the side walls.
Light fixtures,
oh, everything. And then I was hosting your bridal shower like 2 weeks from that day or something like that. It was a mad hustle. That was kind of a crazy thing that happened to us in the summer. But we got through it.
Yeah.
And now we know. And now it's funny though, after we tell people also say, oh my gosh, that happened to me. We're friends with a guy who used to be a home inspector. And he said that he did some of our reno for us. He has a company now, a remodeling company. But he used to do home inspections and he told us that he has done that in like either two, maybe three homes that he was doing the home inspection for. He would turn on all the faucets do the rest of the home inspection and then forget that he had done it and then flooded the house. Could you imagine? I would have lost my ish.
Yeah.
I mean, you're trying to sell your house Poor guy. So when he told us that he had done that, it gave Ryan some comfort. Mm-hmm. But it's funny now, but during the moment we were just like, what is happening? So that was something we unexpected. But we took care of that, Reno. You did some home improvements. So the summer was hustling, back to work, wedding mode, a couple of trips in there. There were a couple
not
of trips.
Not too many.
I did an Arizona trip in the summer. I was actually scheduled to go to Ireland for the Notre Dame game, the first Notre Dame game that was going to be over in Ireland. And we were supposed to go the last week of August. And then that was another thing. They waited and waited and waited to tell us it was going to be canceled. So we sort of thought we were going this whole time. And that was random and unfortunate. I mean, I totally get it in hindsight. I mean, I would not have wanted – I was so mad when they canceled it. But – I would not have wanted to have gone over to Ireland and then have everything be shut down mm-hmm. or get stuck there. So that got canceled and we ended up taking a quick trip over to Arizona where we have some family. Ryan's cousin is there and that was a fun little getaway. What? Oh, that was when I went camping? I don't even know. What do you call
that? I think you just
that?
Did a – you didn't go camping.
No, I didn't. But what do you even
Crystal
call?
Does not go camping. That is my husband's like goal in life is to get Crystal to go camping.
I know.
And she said she'll just visit us for the day and then go back to a hotel because she does not want to do the rustic camping.
No, I don't. But even as I'm trying to describe what that was.
So the day in Arizona, you guys just went down by like the river or something, just kind of
– It was a lake.
Posted up, right?
Yeah, but is there a term for that where you really like – where you kind of go rogue off of the trail and you just set up a tent?
Yeah, because you didn't stay the night. I think you were just like – I don't know.
What is that called? Nothing? Just like hanging
out? I mean, something that Eric and I would do, but I wouldn't
– No, it was
– Name it.
It was totally up your alley. And I love Ethan and Chelsea who took us. They are your guys' twins. Ryan and I are a little bit – no apologies here. I'm a little more posh when it comes to the atmosphere that I want to relax in. And trekking through mm-hmm. high grass and mud and dirt, it's an experience. Mm-hmm. And we always say we're really big on experiences. But it was really funny. And we got out there and I'm so pale. I'm super pale. And I had a long sleeve shirt, like a swim shirt. Mm. And Ethan and Chelsea go out there all the time. But they love this vibe and they do it. And they can just sit out there and – oh, it's like rafting. We took rafts, which was kind of fun.
Oh,
we
so you had, just like did a float.
A float. Yeah, it was like a stationary float type thing. Oh, okay. Thing. Yeah. I knew there was a word for it.
Well, Yeah,
or we sat there. But Ethan was so sweet. He was trying to set up this makeshift tent for me because I burn so easily. and he couldn't figure it out for the longest time. And
She's like powder.
No, I really am. Movie? I really am. And I told Ryan, I go, I don't, why does he not do this all the time? And Ryan's like, I don't know. And so then I felt bad. So I asked Ethan, I said, oh, you don't usually do this? And he's like, no, we never set up a tent because they don't burn like I do. And I don't even know if he put on sunscreen that whole time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was really funny though. I look back again now and I'm like, I'm really glad that I did that. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of fun, but I would have never picked that to like, I'm going to go out to Arizona. Oh, I went hiking too. I remember I told you, I said, if you've seen one mountain, you've seen them all.
Yeah. Again, not her thing.
No.
But you guys ended that trip at a resort.
We did. We ended up going to I don't know what it was, JW or Ritz-Carlton or something. And we they had a lazy river. And man, I did not get out of that lazy river. Except just to grab, refresh a beverage. Uh-huh. But It was so fun, and I'm so grateful to Ethan and Chelsea. We had so much fun out there. They're a fun couple, but that's you and Eric.
Yeah.
You need to meet them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Hit me up.
I know, for sure. So the renos, the trips, you guys didn't do any other trips. Well, then your wedding came.
Well, yeah. So then we call it honeymoon one because Costa Rica was booked and all that was set up. And we had to cancel. Well, actually, they canceled it on us because Costa Rica shut down until October. So we pushed that for 2021 in February. So we're like, we still have to get out and do like just get away. And then we ended up just going to a small town in Tennessee, Oneida, and did some hiking, rented an Airbnb cabin, did some hot tubbing, and barbecue, breweries, just kind of like relax. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we even watched some like Netflix up there and just really mm-hmm. got away and shut the phones off and really decompress. And that was really, really nice. I went to Colorado for a bachelorette trip and we did some hikes and went to a brewery and all kinds of fun stuff. Yeah. That's the only like actual travel besides, you know, we go up to Michigan to visit friends for our annual Memorial Day weekend. So we do some river trips there and get to take Cody with us and went jeeping. So that's fun. Our friend Cody lives up there and they go on all the trails. Like and sometimes it goes
in the mud, like jeeping in the mud or what do you like? What do you do in the jeep?
Just like in through the woods or whatever, which that's the first time I've ever went. So I don't even know if I really experienced the whole thing because we did have Cody in the back. So the dog.
One thing when you're talking about jeeping, we did this at your bachelorette party. We went up to Saugatuck, Michigan, and it was so fun. We had a really amazing group of girls with us. We laughed. Oh my gosh.
It was hilarious. Mom had her fake eyelashes on.
So speaking of jeeping, we did a big sand dune ride.
Yeah.
And if you are local to the area, we live in northern Indiana, but we went to Saugatuck, Michigan, and we did a big sand dune ride. And we had a really fun guide. His name was Frosty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was super, super informative. Like, I wasn't expecting all the history of Michigan, which was really cool. But then the sand dune was super fun as far as I felt like you were on a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That was a fun trip.
That was.
We had a lot of, gosh, we could do a whole podcast with a couple of the girls from that trip. That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we'll have them on Monday.
I know. Yeah. That was fun. Okay. So then your wedding, and then I'm trying to think, what's one thing from 2020? Like, so looking back, I'm really grateful for the year. We had a really, we had a lot of good experiences. Thankfully, you know, we have been super, super blessed with our health sorry, I was looking out the window and Ryan's going golfing.
Oh,
so
50 degrees out.
I know. That's the craziness that happens here. December, he's going golfing. Yeah, we've been super blessed with our health and our family's health and our friends' health. And so we're really thankful for that. Mm-hmm. I think this year could have gone many different ways. And so we are super fortunate and very grateful and blessed for that. What is one thing that this year, you know, with the way that it happened, pivoting and everything, what's one thing that this year has taught you? Which wasn't ready for this
question. Obviously not.
Sorry. It just came to me that I wanted to reflect on and –
I don't know.
Or that made you think about things or what did we started this podcast. That's another thing that happened in 2020 I guess getting out of our norm, I think, was something that it taught me.
Well, we had been talking about it and then it's just like, this is okay. I can answer this.
Okay. I can do this one.
Okay.
I can do this
one. Well, like this year has taught me or like basically what I've learned is that you need to take risks because you never know what's going to happen, you know, with people losing their jobs, unfortunately, mm-hmm. and just realizing nothing's what I want to say, like permanent. It's just, so this was a huge eye opener, I think, for me and knowing like we planned this wedding and we did it. We, you know, there's so many people that I heard that just completely canceled it.
But you were also, I think flexibility was a thing too. So like, I think the risk, but also like you said, nothing is permanent. So mm-hmm. you were very go with the flow. I think this whole year of having a wedding and there could have been a lot of bridezillas out there and you were just like, hey, if you can come, great. It was an outdoor wedding. Mm-hmm. It was a small event anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could come, awesome. People wore masks. But I think, I like taking the risk deal as far as, you know, personally and professional development in our business. But I also feel like you were what I saw on the outside, you being a bride this year. I thought that was just your flexibility in that and just like the ease of like, hey, you know, I can't control anything that's happening. I'm getting married.
Mm-hmm.
That is the goal. And whether anybody else is there. It was going
to be Eric and I, no matter what. Yeah. So, but.
Which I think that's amazing.
That's the way you have to look at it, right? It's
just
you and him, me and you.
Here comes a song.
Oh, God.
I hope they use that for a quote card.
Okay. And then here comes a song.
No, you're singing.
Okay. Well, what have you learned? Let's bounce it back.
Bing. I think I really like the risk thing. I think
that's already taken.
I know. My word, and I won't get into too much of that now because we'll probably do some sort of planning and strategic goal thing for 2021. But my word for 2020 was action. And I came in like balls to the wall. Like I was gonna be different this year because I have analysis paralysis and I'm kind of a perfectionist on things. So that was my word of the year. And it threw me for a loop when we had all these lockdowns and things. But I think I still tried to pursue action. So I think what it showed me was, again, not so much to take risks, but just get out of my comfort zone. I'm not a natural hostess. Mm. I hosted a couple of small events, like my mom.
She did it.
Yeah, my parents and Kayla and her husband. And so I did a Cinco de Mayo event.
It was so fun.
That was really fun. I can hear a bear in the background. Shoot. We hosted a Halloween party. Again, with I hosted your bridal shower.
Nailed it.
Super, super small, intimate, like close friends. We did a really fun murder mystery Halloween party, which was a costume party.
And it has to be.
It was so much fun. That might be a highlight of 2020.
I would agree.
I loved our crew for that. And everybody got into it.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
We had, okay,
costumes
so.
Costumes were great.
So then the other hosting event is I'm going to do this gingerbread contest type deal.
Mm-hmm. You've already got all the supplies for it.
I do. So that's what I learned was that I can host. I think I put this pressure on myself. I'm just not a natural host. I'm kind of uptight and a perfectionist. And I just, that's not my jam. And when I sort of let go and just not worry about all the little details and just actually have fun. It is pretty fun.
I think if you keep it at small numbers, though, maybe that helps you. Like
yeah.
If you've never hosted before, like start small.
Yeah.
Just get your click.
Can we talk about the murder mystery party, though?
Yeah.
Tell everybody who you were.
I was.
I wish we had video right now so you can see.
I was the target lady.
Do it.
From SNL. So Kristen Wiig. I think I did a pretty damn good job. Oh, I'm going to do it. Just hold on a second. Just don't look at me. Okay, so you guys will have to watch a clip of it or whatever, but she's just this super overexcited Target worker, and she's checking people out, and she just has like this weird voice.
She's like purely, or I don't want to say innocent, because she kind of is. She has no idea what's going on in the world. She's like, what's this?
Yeah. So anyway, so she gets really excited. So anytime she had to do like a void or whatever, she'd be like, 4:45. And then the, you know, customer would be like, oh no, I don't want this. She's like,
No, you gotta do. What did she say when you first get there, though?
Look at the Target.
Yeah, yeah. And you did the voice the whole night, and you had the mushroom wig. We will definitely pop some photos up on Instagram. I think there were some on our personal page, but that was hilarious. Yeah. So your costume was so funny. Eric was a nun.
Yes.
Which was really funny.
Still love that.
I was Leslie Knope, and I carried a binder around, which had my clues for the murder mystery. Ryan was Johnny Lawrence from Cobra Kai. We say Cobra Kai just because we binged on Netflix and we watched Cobra Kai, but he was the original, I think, Johnny Lawrence from Karate Kid. But we love Cobra Kai. Mom was like
a bat.
She was like a witch bat. She was like gothic. And she had, I mean, she had the dots, the glitter, the glitter on the sides of her eyes and the nails.
Oh, God.
Chris was a vampire.
Yeah, he did really good.
That was really good. And then Brittany and Ryan were Tiger King.
Yep.
Wait, Shayna was pregnant.
Yep.
Shayna was pregnant and she was the Miley Cyrus wrecking ball.
Yep. That was adorable.
Marco came in with like this huge inflatable
cowboy.
Yeah. That was that was hilarious.
Like, how are you gonna
sit? That had the fan that kept it going. That was
when you knew he was coming around the corner.
But Ryan and Brittany were Tiger King and what's her name? Carole Baskin.
Yeah. Yep.
And he was in character the whole time.
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh gosh.
And part of like the story was you and he were siblings in this murder, all these characters. You guys, if you've never done a murder mystery party, I forget what the company was called that I found it on.
Oh my gosh.
Shot in the Dark.
Yes.
Shot in the Dark murder mysteries. And they had a ton of themes that you could do. And so we just did like a Halloween Christmas party, but they have, you can do different flappers or a winery, murder mystery at a winery. But it was so much fun.
It was, because it's like a, okay, so you buy this like set, right? And then this lady creates all these different kinds of things.
This lady in Canada, she creates all these different storylines. And you just type in how many people that you're going to have at your party, boy or girl. And then she assigns you all of these characters. And they all come in a folder, a PDF type folder that you can pass out to all of your guests. And we did that. I didn't know. I was a host. Ryan and I were hosts. Mm-hmm. And we were characters. We didn't know who the murderer was. Even though, so we could play along.
That's what I love about it is, well, okay. So going back to like hosting, like this is another fun, like get together for people. Mm-hmm. And if you're just getting into hosting, like it pretty much,
there's no
like
pressure.
The lady does everything for you.
Yeah.
So you just have to, you know, provide the snacks and the drinks, you know?
Yeah.
And and everybody said after they left, they're like, Crystal, you do know that this is going to be your thing for the years to come, right? Because everybody loved it.
Well, the only reason I did it was because Ryan, there's two Ryans. My husband is Ryan, and then Ryan, the other Ryan. I don't want to say last names. I don't know if it matters, but
even if you did, we would have edited.
I know, but my husband Ryan wanted to. He's been wanting to throw a Halloween party for so long, and I kept saying no, just because I don't want to host. Mm-hmm. And then this was the year where I was just like, let's do something different. Let's just, you know, let's do it. And so, yeah, if you are not a natural hostess or need to get out of your comfort zone, or you even are and you haven't done this,
it is.
Oh, it is Shot in the Dark. Oh, Shot in the Dark Mysteries.com. Yep. Yep. It is. That's so fun. So we did that. And then trying to think. So that's what I learned about myself, or like what this year has taught me.
Okay.
And then I think then the holidays have just been a little bit different. But super grateful for what this year has,
mm-hmm.
what this year has been, and what it's provided for us. We've become, I feel like, really in sync with each other on our business and in launching this podcast. And there's just a new level of creativity that's flowing, and we're ready for 2021.
Yep.
And yeah, so I know everybody's really excited to end this year, but I think there's some things that I'm ready to close the door on, but I wanted to reflect back and show gratitude. Mm-hmm. And even during this time that everybody, you know, it wasn't a doom and gloom dark year for me.
No.
Yeah.
And I mean, same for me.
Well, for That's sure not. I mean, you're Mrs. Hansen now.
I know.
So I think that was really a good thing for the whole family to have, mm-hmm. that to look forward to as well. So I definitely wanted just to kind of reflect on that.
I think it's important. I mean, we write in our planners every single day. So each year we get new planners, and then like Crystal, you keep all of yours.
I do.
And so you kind of do bounce back and say, oh my gosh, I did do a lot.
I skim through.
It's cool for that we actually did this, and kind of, because we never really talk about what we do, because I forget about a lot of things, obviously.
Yeah.
But
so I recommend that. Nice. Maybe that's just the takeaway from today, is sit down. Guys, I'm sorry about my dog. There are dogs outside, or there is the UPS guy, and he goes bananas. I hope we can edit this out. If not, this is life. And with an at-home studio.
Yeah.
So I would challenge people in a good way, is to really reflect on your year. I'm trying to become more in tune with journaling, or listen to him. And I lost my train of thought. Oh, as far as reflecting on your year and writing down. So you don't leave this year and think, oh my gosh, I hated 2020. Even if, you know, there were some valleys, and maybe people have lost their jobs, or, you know, there were some family shifts or losses of some sort, you know, our hearts go out to you. But if you just sit back, and I promise that you'll find some silver linings and some blessings and some things to be grateful for this year. And I really feel like if you can come to that before you get into 2021, I think you'll be able to close the year off with some peace.
Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. But I enjoyed reflecting back with you. It was fun to go back and sort of see what we did. So yay. And now we have 2021 to look forward to, mm-hmm. and turn in the corner, and we've got a lot of fun things planned. So stick around. We've got some really exciting guests. We've got a lot of fun topics we're going to talk about, probably a little bit out of the norm for
that's what we do.
That is true.
And I don't give a damn.
We also just realized that we could do whatever we want on this podcast. And we thought, oh my gosh, somebody said a cuss word. And we were just so grown up. It was really funny. We were like, oh my gosh, we can say whatever we want on this. So stick around. There'll be a lot of fun things to come. And we're grateful that you guys are on this journey with us.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.